Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Mars. After a short break, due to my recent Nashville trip, which was amazing, by the way, but we're back. Oh, with music from Ashley Wineland, Elena, and Owen Gale. We'll also discuss our recent interview with Ashley and the time we had Elena on the show. And as usual, I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Craig. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Good, Cody. Thanks for having me on again. Looking forward to the show.
Oh, absolutely. Before we do get into the show, there's something that I wanted to mention. I believe it was either yesterday or Wednesday, one or two. I think it was yesterday that Elena announced that she's working on a brand new EP called Wicked City. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there and plug that a little bit. I think it'll be done in June, maybe.
She wants to
with that being said,
April.
What now?
She's having a campaign to raise the rest of the money to fund the EP from Fledge Music.
Yeah, she's running a Fledge Music campaign, too. But with that being said, before we get into the show today, let's recap where we left off 2 weeks ago. At number three 2 weeks ago was The Springs and the title track to their EP Dance With Me. At number two, it was Amanda Jo with a title track from her 2014 EP Worth a Memory. And taking the top spot last week was one of my personal favorite songs, Morgan Miles and her hit single, Whiskey Dreaming. So, what do you say we go ahead and kick off this countdown to this week, right?
Let's rock and roll. Or in this case, let's country.
Whether she's singing and performing, raising money to help veterans, or donating her time to animal welfare organizations, Ashley Wineland is leaving an impression on everyone who's a Patsy Crosses. The busy country artist from Glendale, Arizona, became fascinated by storytelling through music after her father gifted her recording time for her 13th birthday. Her critically acclaimed debut CD, Family Business, featuring her original compositions, garnered significant airplay on radio stations worldwide. Let's see. I actually had the pleasure of having Ashley on the show the day that the a number three song on today's countdown debuted. So coming in at number three this week, it's Ashley Wineland with She's Gone on Indie Country Radio.
She's leaving, lonesome love, sick lone star, legacy moving on. Just a ranch bred girl from the heart of Texas.
Even before it but came out.
Really?
And I was told specifically, not to play it before the interview, and I'm one of those people that if you show me or tell me something in confidence, it goes no further than me until or unless I'm told otherwise. So I'm sitting there talking off air with Ashley, and I tell her this. I tell her, I go, I haven't even played the song for myself yet. So the second it comes on air, it's the first time I'm hearing it too. So that was kind of an experience.
Oh, the first time you played it was the first time that you heard it.
The first time playing it, first time I ever heard it. Yep, exactly.
Well, and now as a result, you've played it plenty more times.
I've probably played it several more times than that. I'll be honest with you. It's become one of my favorite songs.
I just listened to the song in the video right before the broadcast, and I was very impressed. It was shot. The video was shot in her hometown of Glendale, Arizona. She seems to have a really good voice and seems very passionate. And I would love to, if you ever have her back on the show, I would love to, it would be a no-miss interview for me.
Right, exactly. And I see she just retweeted your tweet. So.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know. It was her birthday. I just found out too that it was her birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. So happy belated birthday, Ashley. And also, it's somebody else's birthday today that's become a pretty good friend of mine. I met her last weekend in Nashville. Katrina Burgoyne's birthday is today. So happy birthday, Katrina.
Happy birthday, Katrina.
You know, and speaking of my Nashville trip this past weekend, I met Katrina Burgoyne, Sham Scott, Chris Bradley, and I saw my buddy Josh Gallagher again. So that was a great trip.
How did you enjoy watching Josh?
Oh, man, Josh put on a good show.
That his career further expands from his success on The Voice.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And also, while I'm thinking about it, Josh's new song, A Pekingy Small Town, will be added to rotation on this show very, very shortly. So I'm excited to get to play that for everybody.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Getting back to the countdown, at number two this week, it's a gorgeous single, A Two-Story House from super talented Elena from her The Wrong Side EP. Now, I've been friends with Elena for a number of years, and I've had a chance to talk with her on the sort on the show a time or two. And as we said earlier, she's in the process of working on a Britney EP, which I think is credited for maybe a June debut. I have no idea. I'll check on that. But again, at number two this week is Elena with a two-story house on Indie Country Radio. And I'll tell you a little bit about Elena after we hear the song. So here we go.
He calls to say he's working late tonight. She says that's okay, she'll be in bed by nine. But he's calling from a bar, and she's running for her car. They both have another place to lie. They're living in a two-story house, the one they tell each other, and the one they don't let out. He's changing up his clothes and aftershave. And even though they see the difference as they leave, they both smile and act like nothing's changed. They're living in a two-story house.
I met her in 2015. What was weird is I was supposed to fly out of Nashville for the week after spending the weekend there, and my flight was canceled because of the snow. And then I was surfing the net, and I saw Elena's Pledge Music Campaign for the Wrong Side. And I ended up making a contribution, and it helped it helped leading to the Wrong Side being fully funded, and as a result, it was released. And since then,
that's
pretty good friends with Elena.
Uh-huh.
All because of the snowstorm. Something is happening for a reason.
I remember the first time I ever met Elena. Of course, I met her several times since then, but this was in Nashville. And it was actually at her job, actually. I went up in there specifically to see Elena. She comes out and just I forgot what she was doing, but she came out and I pretty much freaked. And this was after a month of social media interaction. So that's how I pretty much met Elena. But you know, every once in a while a song comes along that makes you drop what you're doing and just listen. Whether it's the melody, the voice, or the subject matter, or all three, something about it grabs your attention and makes you take notice. That's the kind of thing that's been happening throughout Nashville at venues that country pop artist and songwriter Elena has been playing. Elena left the small town of Butler, Pennsylvania in the summer of 2011 with nothing but herself and a carload of a few necessities, including her Breed Love Atlas Series AC25 SR Plus guitar to pursue a lifelong dream. In just 3 years, she would be writing with such hit songwriters as Steve Dean and Christy Manna. I play in well-known venues like the listening room and Bluebird Cafe, and would have a endorsement from her favorite guitar company, Breedlove. She also successfully fan funded a six song EP titled "The Wrong Side" through Kickstarter, released in May of 2015, that charted at number 30 on the iTunes UK country charts. I classically trained in piano from age 7. Elena always had a love for music, but it wasn't always country. I listened to a lot of different artists growing up. Jewel, Brandy, Leon Rhyme, Sheryl Crow. I was really all over the map, as she said. And now she's mixing those the childhood influences of pop rock melodies with the honesty of country lyrics. She was recently voted as the recipient of the Female Songwriter of the Year Award by the Tennessee Songwriters Association International for the third consecutive year. It won't be long before Elena is a household name alongside other groundbreaking females in country music industry in country music history who are recognized by the first names Dolly, Loretta, Reba, Faith, Shania, Carrie, Miranda, and Elena. There's no doubt she fits right in. What now?
I think there's a good chance of it happening.
There's a chance of that happening. I agree. Without further ado, the number one song this week goes to an artist we've played a few times on the show, the incredibly talented Miss Lindsay L, who literally just a week ago released her brand new EP called Worth the Wait. But coming in this week at number one is Lindsay L with her single All Right on Indie Country Radio.
By name when I see them, and getting to know another super talented artist in Ashley, and I hope to see her place in the road soon. And actually, Lindsay is going to be doing the red carpet with her tour mate, Chase Bryant, Sunday for the MGM Awards in Sin City.
I saw that. That's going to be awesome. You know, I will be there someday myself. It's going to happen.
This is, actually, they really changed it. They have so many shows the whole 3 days leading up to the ACM Awards in various hotels. Well, Lindsay's going to be performing tonight, and then Kelsey and Lady A and Lauren Elena are going to be doing separate shows all leading up to the ACM Awards. They're doing so many shows. It's like a mini CMA
festival. That's pretty cool, actually.
It is.
Hey,
and with this format, I would love to go.
I'm gonna run through the announcements real quick, okay? And I know you're planning on joining me for tomorrow's interview, aren't you?
Yes, I am, sir.
Awesome. And speaking of tomorrow's interview, we have singer-songwriter Nicole Miller joining us at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. April 4th, we have Billy Lee and Amanda Joe, also known as Coast Stop Honey, joining us. April the 11th is something I'm so excited about. I haven't spoken to this person since October, so I'm just excited about this. We have the incredibly talented Miss Dana Marie joining us again, and I'll say this again: if you haven't heard our interview from October, I think it was October 4th. Look that thing up. Trust me. It was more like a 30-minute therapy session than it was an interview, if I'm being completely honest. Let's see. I have nothing as of yet for April 18th. But April 25th, and this was literally just confirmed today. We have super talented singer songwriter Mandy Rowden joining us on April 25th at 4:30 Central. So I think you probably heard of the announcement. So I'm gonna let you go, Craig, and I'll wrap up here. All right, buddy.
All right. Looking forward to tomorrow's show. Thanks for letting me co-host again.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, and I've heard you this before, but you're welcome to co-host the show anytime with me.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I will certainly take you up on that as much as I can.
Sweet. I'll talk to you later, Craig, okay?
Talk to you later, Cody. Enjoy your Friday evening.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed this edition of Indie Country Radio. So, I think since you've already heard all the announcements, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. And you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.